Welcome to the 2012 Golden Cupcakes.
Yay! They're golden and they're delicious.
And they're a bitch to mix.
Yes, yes they are. Especially when people don't turn in stuff. This is not a foreshadowing thing going on in any way, shape, or form.
Some people only turn in stuff they thought they were going to win, which Maddie made that mistake last year.
Mm-hmm.
She won and then didn't have anything turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you people that don't believe in yourselves or your ability to win things
we'll look learn. Stupid. We'll learn from tonight.
I hope you all look foolish. It's going to be an awesome show. We have lots of special guests.
There's tons of special guests tonight. Tons. Crazy special guests. Special guests I didn't even know that we had.
Yes, you wouldn't even imagine. we think there will be. We don't know yet because it's still young.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we haven't heard what's going to happen yet at all.
I will say I've mixed most of mine and I haven't been listening to it. I'll be surprised when I listen, so I'm excited.
I'll admit, I've listened and wow.
I've listened to like the endings of mine so I can get some sort of frame of reference for what's going on, the beginnings and the endings. But I'm excited to hear them.
I'm excited to hear your half and I'm excited to hear my half. Hopefully my half will be finished. Hopefully you're not just hearing this intro and then it ends.
Yeah. Well, we should get this underway.
Mm-hmm. So coming up first is going to be my half of the show. I'm doing the Residential Awards, Art Awards, Game Awards, and Member Awards. So.
And I'm doing the Production Awards.
Yeah, so.
Enjoy the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully you will.
As with most past Cupcake Awards, we're starting off the night with our Residential Area Awards. These awards are dedicated to, well, the four residential areas of VH and their members. Those four areas are, of course, up, down, left, and right VH. And starting off the night, presenting the award for most epic up VH resident, here we have the up mayor, Valkyrie Solis.
Yo! So it's that time of the year again where I say the winner of the Up VH Member of the Year. I guess that's like the most active Up VH member that isn't me. And that isn't really saying very much because Up VH is a desert wasteland. I'm gonna like guilt you people into like participating in Up VH every single reward show until you finally like be active in Up VH because I get tired of being the only one up there and it's annoying and like be picked from these active, quote unquote active members that aren't that active except for like two of them. So like, yeah guys, you need to step up your game so people can like nominate other people than like the same five or four every year. So you're all. But anyway, onto the award. Let me get my nifty list. And the nominees for most epic UpVH member is our Tregatry, Flynn, Christian, Faded Phantom, and Lucidity. And yeah, Tregatry just came back, so like, she's active, / the ex-mayor, / the vice-mayor, and like, Flynn is active, kinda sorta, to get active, people! Okay, but the winner of UpVH member is, as a few people couldn't predict this, Tregatry!
Let's go fly and come up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody who voted for me. I know I did. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to all the lonely people out there who really sent me on my way to the top here. Thank you, Valkyrie Solis, for taking over the role of mayor so that I could get this award again. Thank you to other people I don't really know who you are by name or really want to go look at them. Yeah, so thank you for letting me rig the votes so that I would win again. And so that I could take over the world one day by the power of having 2 years of, at least 2 years, I don't, how long is it? How many years have I gotten this? I don't know. I'm going to go with two. Anyway, it's all I need, really, to get on my path to world domination. So thank you. It's nice to see that you're on the right side. And I look forward to sparing you from a very long and painful death. Bye!
Thank you, Tregatree, for that promise of world domination. I want to warden to the show, and we're already talking about world domination. It's going to be a good night. So going from up VH, we descend down, down, down into the bowels of the deepest and darkest part of VH. That is, of course, down VH. Unfortunately, the mayor of down VH, Cerise, couldn't be with us tonight to present this award, so I'm going to present it. Bear with me, folks. A lot of people didn't turn in their presenters' speeches on my half of the show. You're going to be hearing a lot of me, so get used to it. Anyways, the nominees for Most Epic Down VH Resident are Cassie, Melly, Omipride09, MFB, and Blackjack AV. Ooh, all of them are people with dark, dark intentions for the world of VH. But who is the darkest heart of them all? The winner of the most epic down VH resident is Melly! Congratulations, Melly, you evil, evil girl, you. You're so very evil! You didn't turn in an acceptance speech for me to play right now, so I have to stumble over what to say like an idiot. Wow, you really are evil. Huh. Anyways, moving a little bit to the side now, the left side, that is, it's time to present the award to Most Epic Left VH Resident, and the only person that could possibly do that would be the mayor of Left VH. Here's Rochelle Euler.
Hello, all. It is your mayor of Left VH, Rochelle Euler, and I'm here to present the Most Epic Left VH Resident Award. The nominees were chosen based on people who have been active in the past year in Left VH, and these were nominated by myself, your mayor. So, anyway, the nominees are Maddie, Gil Dragon, Princess Garnet, Oliviana, and Zane. And the winner is Princess Garnet. Woo!
And so it goes on and on. Melodies of life to the sky beyond the flying birds. Forever and ever, surely.
Wow, most epic Left VH resident. First of all, Left VH is full of, like, so many epic people. So it was really nice to have won. I think I was probably primarily nominated for winning the Titans Purge. So shout out to Maddie, because Maddie gave me, like, the biggest run for my money in that. All the other Left VHs nominated are absolutely freaking awesome. I love Left VH. Best residential area, in my humble opinion. Left VH Pride for the win. So thank you to everyone who voted, and I'm really happy. thank you. Bye.
And now shifting our way to the other side, here's the mayor of Right VH, Miss OMG Awkward Turtle, to present the award for Most Epic Right VH Resident.
Hello, this is OMG Awkward Turtle, and I am here to present the awards for Right VH Member of the Year. And this is a big honor because Right VH is magical and fantastical, and maybe even musical-tastical? Yeah. So, with further ado, here are the nominees. Russ, Audriga Lightly 13, Ambi Lee, Zelena, and Read to Me. And with the amount of votes, Right VH Member of the Year goes to Ambi Lee. Congratulations.
Summer of magic inside your heart.
Most epic Rap VH resident in the house. Ooh. Thank you so much for voting for me for this, guys. I mean, I love Right VH and I love the residential areas. And people need to use the residential areas. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure there's probably noobs listening to this right now that are going, residential areas? What's that? I don't know what that is. What's that section at the top of the boards? And let me just tell you, folks, residential area is awesome, and people didn't give it enough love and attention and credit, and we need to bring it back. We need to bring new life to the residential areas and have residential area pride. Viva la residential areas! Viva la Right VH! Oh, God, what was I thinking when I recorded that except on speech? Well, guess I'm never going to live that one down. Well, moving on from Ambi's embarrassment, now that we've presented all four of our residential awards, it's time for the final two residential area awards before we move on to awards that people probably care a lot more about. And to present those two awards is, well, me. Yeah, like I said before, you're going to be hearing a lot of me. I swear there are more presenters coming up. I'm not the only person. There are people coming very shortly. Just deal with my voice for just two more awards. I promise, two more. And the first of those two awards is the Mayor of the Year. Now, these four ladies, they do everything they can to keep their areas happy, healthy, and active. And considering that the residential areas aren't very active right now, bitches, why ain't you doing your jobs? That's all I gotta say about that. But still, we really appreciate the work that you guys put into your areas. So, the nominees for Mayor of the Year are Valkyrie Celeste for Up VH, Melancholy of Cerise for Down VH, Rochelle Euler for Left VH, and OMG Awkward Turtle for Right VH. And the winner of Mayor of the Year is the mistress of Down VH, Miss Melancholy of Cherise. You go on with your bad self, girl. Mm-hmm. And it must be a Down VH thing to not turn in their acceptance speeches, because just like Melly, Cherise did not turn an acceptance speech, so I will accept this award on the Dark Mistress's behalf. Congratulations, Cherise. You totally, totally, totally deserve this award. And now the final of our Residential Area Awards. And that is, of course, the granddaddy of them all, Residential Area of the Year. Now, I gotta tell you, I got to watch the voting as it happened. And out of all the awards, this one was probably one of the closest. I mean, Left VH has, like, dominated this award in the past, but I gotta tell you all, behind the scenes, secrets going on here, folks. At some point in time, every single area was leading this award. That's right, Up VH. Even you with your three active people was leading this award at one point in time. But the real question at hand is, which residential area was leading when the voting closed? Ooh. The nominees for Residential Area of the Year are Up VH, Down VH, Left VH, and Right VH. And the winner for Residential Area of the Year is Right VH. Oh my God. Oh my God. Psh, Left VH. You didn't win. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, Right VH won. Suck it, Left VH. Who's the best residential area now? What? Go Right VH. And I just want to say right now,
I know right now in the listen, Dylan Collins is going, oh yeah, that's because every residential area I'm a member of always wins this award. And guess what, Dylan? Maybe you are a good luck charm. Maybe you are. But maybe it's because Rap VH is awesome! What? What? Suck it, Left VH. Congratulations to my peeps over in Rap VH! And with that, we are finished with our Residential Area Awards. And hopefully I don't have to talk to you guys much longer. I'm kind of sick of talking. So I'm going to let other people do the talking. We are now going to move on to our Art Awards. And coming up first, presenting the award for Photographer of the Year, is a newbie but such a cutie, and she's adorable. She was like the first person to personally request this award to present. So of course, she asked so nicely, we had to give it to her. So here is Ophie Cal.
Hello, VH. I'll get straight to the nominees for Best Photographer. They are Princess Garnet, Ambie Lee, Safi, Oliviena, and Melancholy of Scaris. And the winner is Ambie Lee and her beautiful photos. So congratulations to Ambie and, of course, all the other nominees. And you can view their wonderful photos in the forums right now. So you must go and do it. And remember, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Except skydiving. You should only fail that once.
Make your memories, taking pictures is making memories,
catching little pieces of time,
making them yours, making them mine, great vacations.
Okay, true story. I was nominated for this award last year and I did not win and I was crushed. It was really the only thing I wanted to win on last year's Golden Cupcakes Awards and I lost it. But I won it this year, so ha 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 ha! Yes, but that also proves that even if you don't win something one year, you can, you know, keep at it. And in my case, I posted more pictures, lots of more pictures. Well, that was also partially because of the badge, but still, I posted lots more pictures and I won it this year. So, you know, use me as an example. Let me be your banner. If you don't win an award this year, be an MB and win it next year. Ha! I won at last. I wanted this award for a year. But seriously, thank you so much. And thank you for liking my photography because I love my photography too. Yay! Did I mention I won? Oh, I'm so excited I won this one. Oh, I feel like I'm geeking out now. Oh, I'll leave all the geeking out in. I'm just so happy. Art is not always about what we can visually see. It's also about the written word. So here to present the award for Poet of the Year is Silver Soulbird.
Ah, the written word. What beauty and elegance a few words can bestow upon our fragile human minds. Yet us inferior beings can only gaze enviously upon the perfection that belongs to those who wield the pen. Oh, how we tremble in your presence. Now, let us honor those whose prose has left us stunned in awestruck silence. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to present the Poet of the Year Award. Of course, those who are truly disciples of this noble profession will understand that this petty award is meaningless. However, to those whose tastes are less refined, shall we say, it is my understanding that the presentation of this award is cathartic in some manner of speaking. Now, our nominees, OMG Awkward Turtle, Melly, Melancholy of Charisse, Faye, and Jinxers. Truly, who are we mere mortals to determine who among them are truly deserving of this award? Alas, it is our curse to bear such a burden. And the winner of the Poet of the Year belongs to OMG Awkward Turtle!
Congratulations congratulations to OMG Awkward Turtle, but alas and alack, she did not send in an acceptance speech. So I will accept this award in her honor. Congratulations, Turtle. Now, continuing our celebration of the written word, we have Written Work of the Year. And to present this award appropriately enough, we have last year's winner, Mr. Russell Gold.
While the name of our forum, Voice Hollywood, might make you think we're all about audio and nothing but audio, our members have talents in many other creative activities. One of my personal favorites is writing, and I'm not alone in that. We have a number of writers here, and I'm about to present one of them with the award for Written Work of the Year. The nominees are Night's Regret by Crimson Knight 220, Slender by Copper, Random Bits and Bobs by Melancholy of Charisse, NaNoWriMo's by Melly, and Comic Book Hero Goes Bad by Ambi Lee. And the winner is Random Bits and Bobs by Melancholy of Charisse.
Ambi again. Accepting another award for someone. God, even I am sick of the sound of my own voice at this point in time. I am so sorry to submit you all to this. So sorry. But I do accept this award on Melancholy of Charisse's behalf. Unfortunately, she was too busy to record any speeches with school, which is totally understandable. But can I just say that I'm a little disappointed because I picked out this music especially for Charisse. I mean, come on. Crazy psycho killer music followed directly by Charisse's voice. How awesome would that have been? But no. You had to hear psycho killer music and then Ambi, which kind of fits as well on some other level, but not as awesome as psycho killer Charisse would have been. Not as awesome. Anyways, coming up next to present our last two art awards. Thank God it's not me presenting more awards. Get another break from my voice for a little while. Here is Miss Oliviana. Thank you for bailing me out, Olivi, with the awards for Artwork of the Year and Best Form Artist.
Hello, everyone. This is Oliviana here, and I am giving out the cupcake for Artwork of the Year. And we had tons of nominations. We had You and Me, But Mostly Me by Cake Batter, Think, Scream, and Explore by Melancholia Charisse, Disney Reese by Beloved Star, Let's Escape to the Moon by OMG Awkward Turtle, and The Bellatrix Costume by Soyala. You guys' artwork was so fantastic this year. I looked at all of them, and I really enjoyed it, and I think that you guys should all keep at it, because it's really exciting to see things that people on VH do outside of singing and producing. So keep up. And, keep pursuing all that. Well, I guess I can't, hold it on for too much longer. So, congratulations, Cake Batter. You and Me, But Mostly Me, has been declared the Artwork of the Year. Congratulations.
You and me, but mostly me, are gonna change the world forever. 'Cause I can do most anything.
And I can stand next to you and watch.
You know, it was one thing to get an A on that project, but it's another thing entirely to get a golden cupcake for Artwork of the Year for it. That's crazy, and you guys are crazy. Working on that assignment in the dead of night, 4 a.m., too much caffeine consumption, eyes dying, hand cramping, just slowly killing myself trying to finish it. I never thought that I would get an award like this for it. So thank you again so much to the VH community for giving this honor to me. There are so many people that I have to thank for this, and they know who they are, and they're not going to be listening to this. But there is one person that I really, really have to point out specifically, without whom any of this would be possible. So big thanks to Joseph Smith, who unfortunately couldn't be here with us this evening. Congratulations, man, you did it! You won the golden cupcake! Thank you so much, VH.
I think that on top of everything else, despite what Voice Hollywood really is, I think that it's important for us to remember that there's more different art forms out there, and that, you know, we have tons of talented people, and not everyone's, you know, a singer or a producer, but we have some, like, fantastic people who do art on the side, or they're even, you know, their art just excels. And so tonight we have a couple people for Best Form Artist. They were nominated. So we had Cake Batter, OMG Awkward Turtle, Melly, Melancholy of Charisse, and Barbie MDS. And so you guys were all nominated for Best Form Artist. And the winner of this category is Cake! Yay! Cake Batter! Congratulations!
I believe
honestly, I don't know what to say because I didn't even think I'd get nominated for anything since I'm, like, the biggest lurker ever. This is gonna sound so cliche, but when you're on a website that has, like, so much ridiculously talented people on it, it's absolutely cray-cray to even get picked out for something like this. So, thank you guys so much for Best Forum Artist. I mean, like, I don't know, I don't want to get all sentimental and rambly, but, like, around this time last year, I felt, like, complete crap about how I felt about my artwork. So, well, I mean, I'm better now, but it just feels really awesome to get this, and your support, and your comments, and your ridiculous niceness to me about my art is just really awesome, and I can't thank you enough for it. So, thank you, VH. I may not say much or be around too often, but I love you all. Thank you again.